breath, my mouth, and my bitter, hollow tone. Bitter, hollow tone.
Well, there's something new. Live music from Maura Rogers and The Bellows here on Near Rocks. Battle Cry is the name of that track. And they're joining us. Maura and Meredith from the band are joining us in studio. Welcome back.
Thanks for having us again.
I say it's been a little while since you guys have been in.
It has been.
I say it's probably before last summer.
Yeah, I think it was with our actual CD release, maybe. I think.
Last May.
Yeah. So almost a year.
Almost.
But since then, you've been busy with production.
Yes.
You did a video shoot. Mm-hmm. And Jason mentioned to me about this disc. They're like, oh, yeah, they've got a new live disc, too.
Yes.
And my question to him was, when did that happen?
Well, it kind of happened simultaneously with the video production. So we had a goal of capturing a video of us as a band doing what we love to do, and that's playing live with the people we love, our audience. And so we did that in December, and we got the tracks back that we were going to use for the videos, and we thought, you know what? These turned out pretty good, and we really kind of wanted to have a sample of what we do live for our fans, because, you know, as much as we appreciate what our studio albums sound like, I think there is something a bit magical about what happens when we're all together making music together, and I hope that that comes through on these tracks.
Well, Battle Cry, from what I heard, sounds good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Having worked with you guys live.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I hear your live show in there. So
awesome.
It's working.
Good. That was the goal. That's exactly what we were hoping for.
So you guys are releasing it this weekend.
This weekend at the Beachland Tavern. And, you know, we kind of wanted to do a show with a little bit more intention than just having an EP release. And, you know, I've been in the music scene for a while now and started out as a singer-songwriter. And I just felt like it was important to kind of feature women in music in Cleveland and, you know, give a small little space for us to kind of celebrate together. And talked with the band, and since it's National Women's Month, I thought let's put together a show with an all-female band lineup. And we talked with James Carroll. He had a whole bunch of contacts for us, and we have an all-female lineup show. So we have Noon, who's opening it up, and then Morgan McCaskey, who's going to play in the middle, and then we'll take the stage after them.
Now, we talked about this off the air. I have noticed a, what's the word I'm looking for? Something at your shows that you have now, post-show.
Yes.
Are kind of some DJ sets. You two really like to dance, don't you?
We really do. I really kind of feel as though dancing is, you know, the ability to really let go. And after you've worked so hard to put something together, you just want to celebrate. And so we did have a DJ at our last CD release, and we also have two DJs, actually. And the focus of their entire set is actually all women music, whether it's, you know, Nina Simone or PJ Harvey. It's just women who have made a mark in the music industry, and that's going to be the focus. So we're going to be dancing to some great female tunes that night.
Yeah, I think there's like a level of adrenaline after we play our shows.
For sure.
And, you know, it's kind of a bummer then just to go home after a show. So we kind of like to hang out with the people that came out to show and burn off some steam afterwards.
Now, there's a very good chance I'm going to be there on Saturday, but I have to admit something to you that I can't dance for, I mean, I could barely. Is there anybody there that can teach me how to dance?
We will.
Okay, this will be interesting. This will be very
interesting.
We will
bring you out to the floor. No, for sure. I think we just love to surround ourselves with people who like to have fun and who love life and are not going to judge your dance moves whatsoever. And the DJs that night are Sean and Shelby. They go by DJ Soulless Flame and DJ SB. So they will be putting all these tunes out for us to be moving to, which you will join us, Jason.
I point when I dance. Is that still a thing?
It works, man.
Cool.
It
okay.
will.
All right. Eric, stop judging me.
You know what? I'm going to judge you all I want. Why don't we hear another track off the disc?
Sure, that'd be great.
Let's do something brand new that hasn't been recorded before.
That sounds great. That's the first track.
This is Jailhouse with Jesus by Maura Rogers and the Bellows live. Well, not live, but on NeoRex.
Serpent, her tongue silver with lies.
Mora Rodgers and the Bellows, Jailhouse with Jesus, here on Nerox, off of their new live EP, live at the Beachland Ballroom, and that was recorded in conjunction with videos that you were doing.
Yes, yeah. So we asked a local film director, Damian Campbell, to consider filming live. Live footage of the band doing what we love, and we kind of debated, would we do it, for an opening act, like record the entire set? And he was just like, I really want to have as much material as I can to put something together. So we asked Cindy Barber of the Beachland if that might be a possibility, and we all looked at schedules, and she gave us a date that worked out for all of us, and we pretty much dominated the Beachland Ballroom that day, starting at 10 a.m., just setting up lights. Regis Sedlak was the producer. He put a lot of time and effort into getting people on board to help out with the actual production of it. And, it was a whole day of a film crew getting there and people getting their cameras and their positions and getting the sound right.
And then we invited, it was almost like it was a private concert.
Yes.
We invited friends, family,
fans
that we knew would be patient with us as we were, maybe doing a take or two. And they were great.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Also people who would have a good time. And, they definitely did. I think as performers, we all know that, we can be putting out something, but it also depends on what that energy is in the audience. And we're really grateful for the people who come to our shows because they're always good. They're really good.
How many hours did you end up being in the Beachland that day? And after that show, how long was it before you were able to play these songs again?
You know, it really wasn't that. I hear what you're saying, and I know that feeling of like, oh my God, I'm so sick of it. But I really felt like each take that we did had its, you know, own unique energy and spirit. And so that it never felt like, oh, this sucks. It was like, how do we make this next one better? Then everything we did, we just built upon it. And I kind of think that's the nature that we try to take in our approach.
We got more at ease with every take, too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. At first, we were like, oh, my God, I can't move. I'm so nervous.
And the audience then knew the words better. Because
they heard it a couple times. True. Very true.
So, well, you guys are playing this weekend?
Yes.
At the Beachland?
Yes.
With Noon and Morgan McCaskey.
Yeah.
And you guys have your full lineup as well.
Yes.
Who's playing with you this time?
Oh, this lineup. I love this lineup. Can I just say that? So, well, Meredith and I, Meredith Pangrace on accordion and backup vocals. And we have Ishvan Medyashi on lead guitar and vocals as well. We have Jeff Babinski on drums, and he actually is doing some backup vocals too. And we have Brent Stowe on bass.
You're letting him sing?
Jeff Babinski.
you're letting Jeff. Jeff have
great.
A mic back
yeah,
there.
Actually, he's, yeah, he's when great. He does his like mic checks, he will show off his little voice. I shouldn't say little. He will show off his voice. He's got a great. He's got a great sound.
I believe it. I'm just surprised that a drummer is being allowed to sing.
Oh yeah.
Oh, drummer
no,
joke.
This guy, you know, our drummer. He's so great. He trained, you know, he went to college. He got his bachelor's and his master's in percussion. So he really has like this great sensitivity about percussion and what we do. So it's just a really great group of musicians. Everybody brings something really fantastic to the songs. I really love being surrounded by everybody.
Well, why don't we play another track?
Awesome.
We're going to play something actually off of one of your studio albums.
Oh, okay.
And this is another song that's on the live disc, but we're going to make people get the disc to hear it.
Okay.
We've got Blooming by Moore Rodgers and the Bellows right now on New Rocks.
Trying to see me, I see you trying to be seen. Baby, I got nothing against you. Maybe my heart has just grown me. I see you trying to heal me. I see you trying to be healed. Baby, I know, only healing. Baby, my heart. Oh,
Rodgers and the Bellows blooming here on Nerox. They will be at the Beachland Ballroom this weekend. Or you're in the tavern.
We are in the tavern.
Saturday night at 7:30, playing along with Morgan McCaskey and Noon with DJ Soulless Flame and DJ SB.
For the dance party.
Rounding out the night afterwards.
Yes.
So, you've got the CD release. Where can people go to find out information about the CD and the show?
Well, you can find all this information on morarodgers.com, which is Mora, M-A-U-R-A, Rodgers, R-O-G-E-R-S.com. We're on Facebook. If you like us on Facebook, all the information is there as well.
So now that you've got a live EP going out, are you getting into the studio again?
That is the goal at some point. I think, you know, we definitely have some new tracks that you just heard, one of them, Jailhouse with Jesus, and a few others. And I think, you know, we kind of really need to work on a little bit more material before we step into a studio. But definitely my goal is to, as I was saying before, get these guys away from the world for a week and get us into a great space where we can really just focus and hone in on the music and see what comes of that organically and in a space that maybe we don't even have like Wi-Fi or something. Just completely secluded.
That sounds amazing. I love that idea.
You want to do that to your band? Are you sure your band will survive that?
I think our bass player doesn't even have a cell phone, so he will definitely survive it. He wants nothing to do with social media. I think Meredith,
my phone, like all these text messages, voicemails coming through, I'm in a panic.
Yeah, Meredith starts shaking over there as soon as you said that. I was worried for her health.
I think Meredith and I would probably have the hardest time.
Yeah,
but
no, that level of focus would be pretty cool.
That would be awesome.
I'm sure we'd be in, Maura, if you want to do it.
I'd have to give a lot of beer.
Well, thank you very much for coming
in. Thanks again for having us, guys.
Can we just mention, if you do come to the show on Saturday, you get a free copy of this EP. Comes with your ticket price. So
make sure to check out morarodgers.com for more information about the disc. And, of course, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you.
We've got one more track. This is What the Doctor Said off of the new EP, live at the Beachland Ballroom on Nerox.
The fear
in my mother's eyes when she says, what do they know? I'm a don't take me to a doctor, just hand me my guitar. Believe in I'm a star.